Yerushalmi Kilaim corresponding to Bavli Menachos Daf Ayin Vov. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Lamad Amad Beif, 4 lines from the foot of the page. Veloy Shnia. Veloy Shnia ben Shebona Gader v'Achachach Nota Achafefe Gefonim ben Shnota Achafefe Gefonim v'Achachach Bona Gader v'Achachach Nifzika Emtsoif. Yesh Kan Oif v'Yesh Kan Piskei Oif. Concerning the case of our Mishnah, Piskei Oif, the gaps in the Oif, it makes no difference whether he first built a fence and then planted 11 vines, or vice versa, and it was later cut down in the middle. It was an oath before it was cut down, and it became piskei oath after it was cut down. Chava gader ein kan oath veloi piskei oath. If the fence was then destroyed, it's no longer called an oath nor piskei oath. Rav Udimi achva de Yosi boy chazo benaya at ama chazo oath lemekoymoi with kavasa chazo piskei oath lemekoymon. Avadimi, the brother of Yosi, asked the question, if he rebuilt the fence, does the law of Aris or the law of Piskei Aris return? Rav Yosi b'shem Rav Yochanan, Masa Shesaf Rav Yochanan Menui b'Nagnid Gal. Rav Yosi, quoting Rav Yochanan, said that it once happened that Rav Yochanan ben Nui burned Kilaim in Nagniga. Masa Piskei Aris Saraf. What did he burn? He burned Piskei Aris. Rav Chia b'shem Rav Yochanan, Masa Shesaf Rav Yochanan Menui b'Nagniga. Rav Chia, quoting Rav Yochanan, said it once happened that Rav Yochanan ben Nui burned Kilaim in Nagniga. Masaraf ben Aris legader saraf. What did he burn? And his version is no, he burned Kilaim that were planted between an Aris and the fence. Am Rav Yosi kashiyasa kami Rav Yaakov ba'acha nicha piskei Aris saraf divrei chachamim chalukim alav. Ben Aris legader saraf divrei chachamim chalukim alav. The Gemara, Rav Yosi asked the question that I asked Rav Yaakov ba'acha, according to my version, it needed to be said that Rav Yochanan ben Nui burned piskei Aris, because the Chacham disagreed with him in the later Mishnah and do not prohibit the growth. But according to Reb Chiya's version that he burned Kilaim that were planted between an Aris and the fence, why do Reb Yochanan need to tell us that Reb Yochanan ben Nui did this if the Chacham agree that it's prohibited? And the Gemara rejects it and says, didn't Rav Yosi hear the teaching of Rav Yaakov bar Acha that Rav Yochanan and Rav Shimon ben Lakish disagreed over whether the seeds that grew between an aris and the fence are prohibited? Rav Yochanan prohibited planting there and prohibited the growth. Rav Shimon ben Lakish merely rabbinically prohibited planting but permitted the growth. Therefore, Rav Yochanan needed to tell the story of Rav Yochanan ben Nui as proof against Rav Shimon ben Lakish. The Mishnah taught that if an aris grows out of a wall along a corner with two vines on one wall and three vines on the adjacent wall, it's given work access and he may plant after that. And we say it may be planted only if the wall continues at least four tefachim beyond the vines. Taninan hacha dravyosi v'taninasa tamon. Ilitaninasa hacha v'litanisa tamon havinan amrin hacha alidei shehi haleches aris at amamuta havifucha masni tamon. The Mishnah taught that Rabbi Yosi said that if there aren't four amos of distance, he may not introduce another seed there. Rabbi Yosi's view was taught here that one may not plant, and it was taught there earlier in the fifth perek, where Rabbi Yosi prohibits planting in a wine press in a pit that contains one vine, that if there aren't four amos there, he shouldn't introduce another seed there. So why did Rabbi Yosi's opinion need to have been said twice? If it would only have been taught about the aris, I would have said that here it's only prohibited because there are five vines, and it's charged with the laws of aris and vineyard. Or ilu tanin nasa tamon vloitin nasa hocha havin amrin taman al yidei shehu megufaf ameyaba ruchoysav at ama asa hacha al yidei sheenoi megufaf ameyaba ruchoysav at ama muta havisucha masnisa hocha vesucha masnia tamon. On the other hand, if it would only have been taught there about the wine press, I would have said that there it's only prohibited because it's surrounded on all four sides. Taman ama at roya kilu shepud shel mateches. The Mishnah taught that if a shoot of one of the grapevines of the aris extends beyond the aris's work access area, we view it as if the plumb line was hanging from it, and below it may not be planted with other seeds. In Bavel, they said that you view it as if a metal spit is inserted into the shoot, prohibiting only what is directly beneath underneath it. Shimon ba b'shem Rabbi Yochanan ad mokem shu nikmam. Shimon ba quoting Rabbi Yochanan says it prohibits as far as the shoot sways. Rabbi Chama bar Ugva b'shem Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina tachas ha'eshkoilis osa mekadesh tachas ha'olim loy. Rabbi Chama bar Ugva, quoting Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina, said that under the clusters it is prohibited and prohibits, but under the leaves it does not prohibit. Am Rabbi Yosi afilu tachas ha'olim osa mekadesh. Rabbi Yosi says no, even under the leaves it is prohibited and it prohibits. Hadnalach perk ezu aris.